Good morning, and may I take this opportunity to wish you a very happy New Year. Isn't New Year a wonderful time? New beginnings are great. It's a wonderful feeling to step out onto pristine, virgin, white snow, which has no footprints on it already, and you have the privilege of leaving your footprints on it. It's a great sensation when you're the very first person going into a swimming pool, with the water smooth as glass, and you gently slip into it, causing the minimum of waves. It's a lovely sensation to open a tub of margarine and be the first to put your knife into the perfectly smooth spread. Or how about opening a box of chocolates and having 100% of them to choose from? It's either one of life's great pleasures or one of life's great pressures to drive a brand new car out of a garage showroom. First days of holidays are great. The first day after your wedding. The baby's first ever day on planet Earth. In other words, aren't first starts, new beginnings, wonderful experiences? We all love a fresh start, as when someone forgives us and there's a reconciliation. When we realize that Jesus came to Earth and lived and died and rose again to give each of us a new start, a fresh beginning, a new life, to do away with our old selves and help us become new selves, then we burst into singing the hymn, Ransomed, Healed, Restored, Forgiven, Who Like Me His Praise Should Sing. So thank Jesus for this new day, this new year, this the start of the rest of our lives, this the start of our eternal life with Him. We thank Him best by grabbing the opportunity with both hands and making the most of it. So have a happy new year.